Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan Moran and I am on mission staff here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we will be reflecting on a reading from Galatians chapter 3. Realize then that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham. Scripture, which saw in advance that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, foretold the good news to Abraham, saying, Through you shall the nations be blessed. Consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham who had faith. For all who depend on the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed be everyone who does not persevere in doing all the things written in the book of the law. And that no one is justified before God by the law is clear, for the one who is righteous by faith will live. But the law does not depend on faith. Rather, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ ransomed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might be extended to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that we might have faith, or we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Okay, so Paul is writing to the Galatians here, and he is saying a lot of stuff. Paul really likes to write and to speak in run-on sentences, so I want to just break down what he's saying from the very beginning. And in this first verse, St. Paul writes, Realize then that it is those who have the faith who are children of Abraham. And this may seem insignificant that we are called children of Abraham if we have faith, but this actually has great significance on our lives today, even thousands upon thousands of years after Abraham. So what does this mean that we're children of Abraham? Well, it goes back all the way to Genesis, all the way to the very beginning, where God is speaking to him, and he's telling Abraham that through him, all families of the earth will be blessed. So through Abraham, all of the families, all of the people on earth will be blessed, that God will work for their good, and that God's promise will be carried out through them. And so that makes it significant that we are children of Abraham, that we are children of this promise. And the way to unlock that promise of goodness and of blessing is through the faith that we have in Jesus. And Paul goes on to talk about the difference between faith in Jesus and faith in the works of the law. And what he's saying is that the works of the law can be a curse to people. And this doesn't seem relevant to us, but these works of the law were the Jewish law back in Jesus's time. And people were so held to these works and to this law that they eventually became a slave to them, that they put their faith in the works instead of faith in the Lord, that essentially these works of the law became their Lord instead of the Lord himself. And so they would live their lives so bound and like held as like as a slave to these works instead of holding their faith in God. And what Paul is saying is that Jesus came and through his sacrifice on the cross and through his resurrection, he freed us from that. And he actually brought us more of like freedom in our day-to-day life, that we don't have to worry about doing everything right and following the letter of the law, but we can actually live in freedom. And all we simply have to do, and it sounds so simple that it doesn't even sound correct, is we just have to put our trust in Jesus. And I think that sounds so simple, but it's actually really hard to live out on a daily basis. As a missionary here at Damascus, I worked a lot of retreats and I worked a lot with middle school kids, and they very often put their trust in their faith, in their popularity, and in the opinions of others and in social media. And once they encountered Jesus, they realized that that fell flat, that those people and that those that social media could never offer them what Jesus could, and that putting their trust in a human being or in things like that can never give them the fullness of what they actually want. And that can seem elementary, but what is actually happening there is they are having a conversion of heart. And I wonder if today we can actually look inside of our hearts and we can think, okay, what am I putting my trust in that isn't the Lord? Is it money? Is it trust in the political election? Is it trust in the opinions of others? What am I relying on that isn't the Lord that I need freed from? And bring that to Jesus today and ask him to bring you freedom. Ask him to increase your faith, because faith isn't something we have to muster up. It's actually a gift from God. It's actually a virtue that we can stir up and we can ask for the grace for. So Jesus, we ask that you come in right now and you fill these listeners with intense faith, with intense trust, that they can live their lives knowing who you are and that you want to do what you've said that you will do. Jesus, we trust in what you're doing and we trust that you want good for us. In our relationships today, let this be something that we hold in the forefront of our minds. This has been a scripture reflection on Galatians chapter 3. Again, my name is Megan Moran. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.